Today, Netcare reported higher full-year headline earnings per share. The private hospital firm said headline earnings per share more than tripled for the year ended September 30. Profit fell, though, due to its exit from UK operations. Let's get you more on this. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Richard Friedland. He is the CEO of Netcare. Very good evening to you, sir, and thank you so much for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure, Dudu. Thank you.
How would you characterize the results?
So firstly, Dudu, one has to strip out the impact of us no longer being in the United Kingdom, and that tends to cloud the results in certain areas. It flatters it in terms of headline earnings per share, and in terms of bottom line profit, it tends to impact it negatively. But if you strip all of that out, we actually produced a pretty resilient operating and financial performance. We had excellent cash conversion, and as a result of that, we were able to achieve very good results for Netcare. What transpired was that we issued R1 billion in share buybacks and also in special dividends, and we spent about R5.2 billion in cash, but ultimately we only increased our net debt by R300 million. And I think the other good news was that we managed to hold our margins reasonably flat year on year, which was higher than the guidance we had given to the market in the first part. And then probably the most important is we've made very significant strides towards digitizing our network. It's a key strategy of ours. And today we demonstrated the first live mobile digital electronic patient record in Africa.
Can we expand on that? We'll come back to your balance sheet in a moment, but quite keen on the digital innovations that you're working on.
Yes, so thank you for that. So in partnership with Apple, and we're using their iPads, some 9,000 of them that we'll be rolling out to all of our nurses and doctors. In partnership with Apple, in partnership with Deutsche Telekom and with IBM Watson Healthcare and Capsule, we are launching, and we're in pilot phase at Netcare Mall Park, of the first electronic patient medical record. These connect to all the machines and monitors in the hospital. They connect to the laboratories. They connect to the x-ray departments. And one is able to digitally order and see the results on the iPad. And it's the first e-scripting in acute hospitals in the on the African continent, where doctors can write an electronic script to the pharmacy and it gets filled and sent to the patient. And the most important feature is it's accessible off-site. So what we demonstrated today in our auditorium was that we could connect into Mall Park, look at the results of a particular patient, obviously the identity protected, but be able to see something off-site. And that's so important in terms of improving patient safety, because often doctors are not in the hospital, or they're operating, or they're in their consulting rooms, or perhaps they're at home. And there's a crisis with a patient or a change. Now they can just log into their iPads, see exactly what the issue is, change a few prescriptions, or change treatment. And it gives an immediacy to that treatment and an accuracy. So we're very excited about it. And we also think that ultimately we'll be able to give patients access to their own medical records. And that's what we want. We want patients to be empowered to have their own records and to really participate in their own healthcare.
Absolutely. You mentioned a word a little bit earlier on in terms of security. We know data protection is quite important. Is this a priority while you are piloting this?
It's an absolute priority, and it's been part of the design of the system. So not only are we fully POPIA compliant, that's the Protection of Personal Information Act, because this system has worked in Europe where it has to conform with something known as GDPR, which is almost POPIA on steroids. But because we're not downloading data onto the iPad, it's a screen image, a mirror image technology. If the iPads were to be misplaced or used by someone else, they can't get access to any data. And that's been a critical feature and a unique feature of using this very modern technology. And by not having to download lots of data means that we can use this over a 3G network. And I think we all know that in South Africa we've got a long way to go in terms of data, making it more affordable and expanding it. And so we said a key criterion of our system, it needs to operate on a 3G network, which it does.
Well done on that, and hoping for all the best. When we look at the numbers, or going back to the numbers, outside eyes concerned about the debt on your balance sheet, is that something that is keeping you awake at night?
Not at all, Dudu. Conversely, we're probably the most under-geared healthcare company in South Africa. We have a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 1.2 times, and that was 1.1 times. And our debt covenants are at 2.7 times with our lenders, and we've got an internal hurdle of saying we never want to be above 2 times. I think if you compare us to other peers in the market, you'll see that we've probably got the most under-geared balance sheet amongst healthcare providers in South Africa. So it's not worrying us. It is a key element of our capital management to ensure that we have the appropriate debt to EBITDA levels.
Mm. Digital innovation, tech, and South Africa is a country that is on a mental health drive at the moment. Mental health being quite topical, being quite top of mind for people. Is this something that you are also taking into consideration in terms of moving operations going forward?
Yes, you would have seen that we grew our patient days or our volumes by 17.9% in Akeso. That's not something we're necessarily proud of, but it does indicate the huge underlying demand due to for mental health in our country. Mm. And I don't think we are on top of it as healthcare providers in coming up with sustainable solutions to try curb the scourge in our society. So we're hard at work at that, but I think it's going to take a collective effort by the entire country.
Mm. Your outlook for Netcare, when we look at the outlook for 2020, the company has indicated that 2019 hospital network arrangements will impact the first quarter of the new year. Can you share with us how and why?
The first quarter will be impacted by the fact that we were excluded from a restricted, or we were partially excluded from one of these large restricted networks in 2019. And so for the first quarter, which is October through to December, if you compare it to the prior year where we weren't excluded, there's clearly going to be a negative impact. But thereafter, we think there will be positive patient day growth because we are part of the new GEMS efficiency restricted network, and we are hoping to be able to see some good growth through that in the 2020 year.
Dr. Richard Friedland, a great pleasure chatting with you. Thank you very much for your time this evening. He's the CEO of Netcare.